sound of North Wales. Sound Radio.
Gone through quite a few subjects this afternoon. Obviously, talking about what you do as a team, how your sort of background as well, and we sort of touched on it earlier about Brestatyn High Street, how it's a healthy high street, and I whenever I go, I just love the high street. There's just different little shops there. There's different things. It feels a lot different. Well, it is a lot different to sort of real high street. And
I think it's a lot different to a lot of high streets.
Like, yeah.
When I moved up, which is just coming up for 7 years ago, I come from down south in Kent, Tunbridge Wells.
And never guessed.
That's a town where the shops were closing. I actually went round with my camera one time and took the pictures of how many closing shops there were. To then come up here, where it's gone the opposite way in the last 7 years, a huge turnaround.
Yeah.
And one of the things that really struck me when I moved up here was how friendly people were on the high street.
Mm.
The fact that people would stop and speak to you. Which that doesn't happen in lots of towns, does it?
No. Well, why do you think it has been so successful?
Going back to 6 years ago when Park Row, 5 or 6 years ago when Park Prestatyn was about to open, we launched this campaign called Totally Locally Prestatyn. That was about keeping people's focus on the high street as mm-hmm. much as the retail park. And there was a few people said to me, no, that's the death of the high street. That's the end of it, you know. No, I didn't believe that because a lot of those businesses are family businesses. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people tend to forget, a lot of the shops up there are literally one-man bands. There's one man working in the shop or one lady working in the shop who just run that shop on their own. So they'll be there from 9 till 5 every day doing the thing and getting to know the customers. I know lots of shops that have the same customers coming year on year back. When they're on holiday, for instance, they'll come and wait to buy their clothes when they come on holiday to Prestatyn. It's really good. And I think having the mix of the retail park, which was private investment, it was a company who came along, Tesco's the majority of it, the land that was there, and they built this retail park. I think we've been very, very lucky that it's actually on the high street as well, really.
Yeah. Usually things like that sort of outside of town, sort of.
That could have killed it, couldn't it? Yeah. I think, Craig, if it was a mile away even, it would have made a huge difference, I think, to the town of Prestatyn.
Mm.
I get frustrated, and I've mentioned it before, that there's a lot of people just come and use the park, go to Tesco's, for instance, and drive off again. And you think, oh no, come on, come and see more. There is more to the town than that. But I still think it has increased footfall. I also believe that other businesses want to be in Prestatyn, other national businesses. For instance, there's been one that was a frozen food shop that closed, and the minute it closed, another health food store moved in there. There was literally no period of closed, and we've just recently lost the NatWest Bank. Another business is open there today. It's a totally different thing from a bank. It's now a cafe bar. People want to be there, and I think that is the really good thing. Yeah, you know, I'm aware, not just we could compare it with Rill, I suppose. People really want to be in Prestatyn, but unfortunately, some of the places I see in Rill, there's quite a number of empty units, and we, thank God, we haven't had that in Prestatyn.
Why do you think that is in Rill?
I love Rill as well, Paul. I've got to say that from the start. I've certainly got nothing against Rill.
Do you think that's a problem as well? Before you move up, there's this... I've noticed it. I've always lived it. There's this sort of rivalry between Rill and Prestatyn, especially with sort of the residents that live in Rill. They don't like what's going on in Prestatyn. And I don't know if it's the same for the people in Prestatyn don't like what's going on in Rill.
I'll be frank and honest. I live in Prestatyn. Steve and I come to Rill every week, don't we? We try to spend our money in Rill as well as we do in Prestatyn. I think there's an attitude difference, personally. I think because we talk about social media and the downs of social media. Mm. I've seen sometimes on some of the Rill Facebook pages, if you like, saying, oh, Prestatyn, they've had all the money, they've done all this, they've done all that, they've robbed our shops. Well, if St. Marks and Spencer's are leaving the high street in Rhyl and going over to Prestatyn, there must be a reason. They don't just leave it. They must have thought they could get more business. It was private investment, Prestatyn. All of that park was private investment. Most of the shops on the high street are privately owned, or, you know, it's private investment. So I sometimes you see schemes with money thrown at it, and it's like Steve and I often talk. Is it because the government, the council or something want to see it, but not necessarily the people?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? In Prestatyn, we've got it now, and the people really want to see... Because I put a post up the other day about a well-known bakery chain, that's Marina Key over here.
Greg's.
I did, sir, yes.
I saw the post, and I had mixed feelings over that.
Yeah.
I had mixed feelings.
But that was
but did you get what Peter actually put? It was, what did people think?
Yeah.
Not their coming.
Yeah, oh, we want
just
Primark.
What do you think?
That's right, and I wasn't quite sure what I did think. That was the thing, because I quite like Kim's and the very local, personal bits there.
Yeah.
And the whole idea of a national chain... coming with their goods, I was wondering, would that be a disruptive influence, or would it be a good influence because it shows confidence and it's more places for people to come and have something to it? I don't know, that's why it's mixed.
Yeah, and part of the reason it makes the people think as well, doesn't it? You know, I don't necessarily, Steve and I can jump in the car and come to Greg's on Marina Key or the one in town here if we want to do it in Rhyl, but it was an interesting conversation because, you know, some people are saying, for instance, our caps are shut at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and that sort of thing. Well, the Greggs would be open longer and open earlier. But it goes back to what we were talking about before. A lot of those shops are privately and independently run, and people do need a break, don't they? Whereas Greggs would probably have two shifts on during the day, for instance, to cover those hours. So there are horses for courses. There's no shop units for them to come to Prestatyn anyway. They're all full. But again, it's just to raise awareness. And I think it was a simple question. Do you think a Greggs would fit in Prestatyn? We've got two here in Rhyl.
Yeah.
And back to the high street. It really is good in so much as that if all the people that come to the park went onto the high street, I don't think we'd have enough room for them all. We're coming now, we're 5 weeks away from Christmas, and it's hard to get a car parking space already on Park Prestatyn. And we also know that there are other national companies, there's the rumour mill going again, want to come into town. Then you say, oh, well, I want to compare it with Rhyl High Street. Don't do that. I'll compare it with the shopping centre just outside of Rhyl here, the Marina Key. At the minute, unfortunately, there's only 3 units taken up there.
Yeah.
Again, was there a need for that? Did the developer, was it Scarborough or whoever the development were, did they actually do a proper survey? Is there a need for these units here? I would presume that when Marks and Spencer's, River Island, Tesco's and everything came to Prestatyn, they knew they wanted to be there because we've only had one shop close on the park, and that was a national phone company that went under. Again, the unit was taken up again the following week by another. Yeah. So there must be a need. There must be something. I don't know what the answer is. Prestatyn, a couple of years ago, we were the only Welsh town that got through to the Great British High Street. I was fortunate enough to go down to the awards ceremony in London. It's awe-inspiring when you see yourself against all these big names. That's a big city against Oxford and places like that. But then to realise a little Prestatyn with a population of about 18,000 people is boxing above its weight there. So I guess you can hear by the way I'm talking, I'm very proud and very... Yeah, and we've done a little bit towards that, I'd like to think. But I don't know what the secret is, because if it is, you'd bottle it and sell it.
I don't think it's fair to compare.
No.
You know, Rhyl is a lot bigger.
Yeah,
and
of course,
if you think of how many shop units there are across the whole of Rhyl, if you laid them out in one street, one high street, it would have to be huge. So, you know, it's going to be more difficult, isn't it, to fill those units? There's not actually as many shops as what there were in... There's not as many businesses, are there, as what there were in the past.
No, it's true.
Do you think
sort of Rhyl had it too good for too long, maybe, and didn't really sort of evolve to how the high street was going quick enough?
Rhyl was a lot more of a seaside... Or was a lot more of a seaside town than Prestatyn. So that was part of their customers, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that's not as big as what it was. Mm-hmm. you know, obviously I've not lived up here from them golden days. But, you know, you get people tell you about how the roads were solid with people coming here. So, you needed all those shops then.
I suppose as well, it's only sort of the residents of Rhyl that worry about the high street. The holidaymakers, they're not coming to look in, well, they might do a little bit shop-wise, but they're not sort of coming to look at the big national shops, which they probably would have had at home anyway.
I
actually don't know if shopping is the draw. I think the essentials for shopping, the sort of Marks and Spencers, the Boots, the Tesco, where people do a shop out of necessity because they want to get certain things, I think that's a separate market from those who go for a destination, for a cup of coffee, to go and have an ice cream bun, to go and actually see something different than they don't see normally, whereby they don't just have some of the national brands, but they actually have some brands that are really brilliant and really very sort of unique. Because I think the people that come over to the North Wales coast, they're wanting to see something familiar, but also something different as well.
Totally agree.
And they don't always want to go to their big cities that are close to them. And so they may not have that variety locally where they live. And they want to come and see something different, something unique, an experience of something. And I'm not, I think Prestatyn's got more of it because it's got the mix of the essential and something unique. It's got the niche little shops and the places to go. I'm not so sure Rhyl has got that yet. It's got one or two places that you can go. But it hasn't got those niche shops that would bring people in and say, well, let's go for a meal here. Let's go from Liverpool, Manchester, and let's go over to Rhyl because it's got some great places to eat. It's got some great places for the kids to be. It's got some nice little shopping that the parents can go to. And it's a destination town because it's got something brilliant that you don't have locally.
So maybe it just needs to be marketed a lot differently. With more sort of, well, it always has been, I guess, for tourists and holidaymakers, isn't it? And
I think it is, but I think it almost needs to make itself upmarket to sell itself. Not charge more, but make it appeal more upmarket. So if you're taking your kids somewhere, you've got nice Italian names and nice clean frontages to bring people in. They've got nice toilets to go into where people aren't going to be scared about going into toilets, where people are going to see five stars on the hygiene for everything that moves in Rhyl. So they're not going to go back with a tummy ache, so that they're actually going to really feel that they've come to somewhere, they've had a good time, they're feeling safe, and there's everything for a whole family to come to.
I think as well, we sort of forget how lucky we are in Rhyl, that you live in the likes of sort of Denbigh further away again. And they haven't got the national brands and the big shops there. They've got to travel. It's not if you don't drive, it's a bus journey to Rhyl or to Prestatyn to get to them places. I think we're lucky as well that we've got a train station. We've got the easy access to the likes of Chester and Llandudno and different shopping parks as well. So I think sort of people forget that maybe if you sort of stuck in Rhyl all the time, you sort of forget what other people haven't got as well.
It's always difficult, isn't it, to try and look at something from the outside as if you know you're not familiar with it. Try and look at it from somebody else's perspective.
Still for me, I don't drive, but I know I can walk into town and find possibly what I want in a 20-minute walk to somewhere. Whereas if you live in the likes of Denbigh, it's a drive, it's a bus ride, it's
get on your horse.
I can hop on a train and go to Chester.
The train is absolutely brilliant, isn't it? The transport links to Rhyl.
Apart from on a Sunday.
Yeah. Why not on a Sunday?
Because there's hardly any service.
Once every 2 hours on a Sunday.
Once every 2 hours. Yeah. Oh, okay, fair enough.
I think that's planning to change. Well, train-wise,
hopefully we'll see some changes with the new provider.
But we have got some Prestatyn Rhyl along the coast. An amazing road and amazing rail links.
Is that a business opportunity for somebody on a Sunday? Coaches and buses and things, an independent bus company
Wouldn't that be nice to actually have coach tours back to Rhyl and Prestatyn again? And I honestly believe...
The red bus?
Yeah, yeah. Prestatyn, yeah. When you see Rhyl frontage now from Splash Point up to Marina Quay, when you look on the right there now and you see from the new Sunverge, the Travel Lodge, the Pavilion now, that's changed, and the new restaurant in there coming further along, and now you have Sun Centre 2 there, and then the pathway and everything all the way along to the bridge, the new bridge, and the hub on the other side. That's second to none. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Right. And I think maybe we need to find, or whoever needs to find a niche that you could say, well, it's perfect for riding a bike along, or it's this. It's finding something, some way of promoting it, because it's an ultra-safe area on bikes along the coastal path there, because it's part of Sustrans routes. Yeah,
there is a hub there, isn't there, in the marina that rents bikes out.
And, yeah, that's right. Yeah. When I was a kid, we used to come over from... Because I was born in Liverpool and lived in Liverpool till I was 10. We used to come over to Abergele, we used to call it, but it was basically Pensarn and along this way. It would take all day to get from Liverpool to here, coming along the coast road in all the traffic. There was literally tens of thousands of cars coming along and everybody staying in caravans and having a great time. And then, and I still hear it now, and I still see it on some of the real Facebook pages, people saying, bring the fur back, and that sort of thing. Always go back to the heyday. Well, we used to walk from all the way along, nearly by the railway station, all the way along over the bridge here at Kimnal Bay and into Rhyl, and spend the day in Rhyl and walk back again, absolutely shattered bit of a night. But people don't do that anymore. That's where, in my opinion, Rhyl started changing. One, say, for instance, we've got the just up the road here. Is it Tea Prince? Is it with the
Tea Prince? Yeah,
with the big market there and the fairground there and everything, which is really close to holidaymakers' places. Kids don't want to walk as far nowadays, do they? I didn't think twice about that when I was a kid.
No.
But I guess now it's, I'm not walking a 2 or 3 mile into Rhyl. The open top bus isn't running in the summer anymore now, so we haven't got that to bring people in and out to
Rhyl. Electric scooters, they could revolutionise. Electric bikes, electric scooters.
Don't get them onto batteries.
Oh, here we go, pull one away.
How about a monorail?
A monorail? That would be brilliant.
That's been done.
Definitely not a hovercraft, though.
It's interesting, I guess. I like the front. I've already been down there myself, and just after sort of the Sunverge opened, and it's good to see there's a reason for people to walk along the prom now.
Yeah.
In the winter. It's not just a summer thing, and I think that's sort of the way they're going to look at it as well, and... Maybe it is pubs and eateries, and that's what people want. Maybe that's the way Rhyl needs to go. I don't know. I'm not the one to sort of decide myself.
Out of season holidays and the likes of the Travel Lodge, where you could get a good deal. And there's, would imagine, what it's probably, is it close to 100 rooms or something in that place there? It's a big old place, isn't it? With a restaurant alongside it and a theatre. It's going to be great, isn't it? I think it really, and it just so. 100 people a night, for instance, or 100 rooms a night, if you could fill them at the right rate and then get those people into town, it's a good start, isn't it? And you've got the Premier Inn as well, of course, which is up the road.
Do you think there's sort of maybe a lack of sort of business people as well, that there's people sort of ready to put their hands in the pocket in Prestatyn and make a business and have a go and start something? We mean, Paul was talking about sort of taking that sort of leap to start a business and yesterday and things. Is there more of that in Prestatyn? Is there more opportunities for that maybe? And
it surprises me that even, literally, people are just popping up, aren't they? People who come, not really even had businesses before, starting a business and taking that gamble. And it is like a new phone shop just opened where the computer shop was on the corner. Because every time a shop's going to shut, oh no, the figures are going to go down. And within days, it seems to be somebody moving in there again. We're very lucky. I think things are changing, and I think I can honestly see Rhyl, particularly with all the talk that's going on at the moment about housing and increasing social housing. Interestingly, this one that they talked about today at Denbighshire County Council planning was only for people over age 55 on the on the description. That's what the houses were going to be built for. So I think it's good that they are starting to look after, because we know that's where the population is going to be increasing over the next 20 years or so. So, yeah, a bit of foresight there. So, and I also believe that filling empty spaces, I know there's, again, it could be controversial, so it should be a hotel, but I say to a lot of people, you should, a business will only come if it can think it can make profit, won't it? It won't come for the good of the town. It'll come if it thinks there's a space there for it and it can make money and it can employ people. Because that's the other big thing, isn't it? We've got to, we need more employment for particularly youth, you know. Just the last couple of weeks, we've been working alongside a new cafe bar opening. And literally, what's happened, they wanted chefs, and there's from three pubs that I've frequented over the last year or so, the chefs from all three of them pubs have gone to work for them. So it's round robin time, isn't it? It's just, they can't get staff, you know, and particularly with things, the hospitality trade and other things like that, we don't seem to be having a flow of people coming through to service the service industry, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, it's a tricky one. I think it's challenging times for an increase in things like that, you know.
I honestly feel that part of that problem is that we haven't developed a whole of life almost.
Yeah.
For people, so that they can come when they're young, they can have solid jobs, know they're in a place that's going to provide them with solid jobs throughout their life, where they can bring up kids, where they can get a livable wage for the area, and where they can actually have a good lifestyle. And I can't see why that isn't happening, because it's a beautiful area, the jobs are there. The houses, actually, in the main, are there, and they're very affordable compared to many other parts of the country.
Oh, very much so. Yeah.
And so I'm not sure what it is. Is it just a matter of confidence, or what is it? Because, actually, everything is there.
Yes.
All we need is the people floating around on skates with sort of cocktail glasses in their hand. But actually,
That's tonight.
But it is there. It's got a beautiful front. I was saying to Craig the other day, I don't know where the fishing industry's gone. The boating industry around. Because you can't seem... Even the harbour looks dead at times, although it's a beautiful harbour.
Oh, absolutely.
Lots of boats, isn't
it? Yeah, it's beautiful.
But you don't see them out at sea.
No.
So I'm sure there's missing lots of tricks here, because it's safe sands. It's apart from unless you run right out when the tide's coming.
I think as well it goes to, like Pete was saying, it goes to changing people's attitudes. I think because when you sort of read on, I know it's going back to social media, you sort of read on forums as well, that it's always people asking, why haven't the council done this? Why haven't they done that? And somebody rightly, somebody put that the other day on one of the forums. Somebody rightly put, who is they?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, why aren't you doing it? Yeah. Why isn't, so if somebody has an idea, why not go and try and finance it yourself and do the idea? People keep going on about a roller rink and things, but go out and see if you can finance it, see if you can find the premises to put it in, see if you can find this. But no, there's always a sort of thing. I don't know if it's just real, well, the people that I read, that they're just waiting for somebody else to do it all the time. Maybe have had it too good during the 70s and 80s with the backing of councils and things, and now things were... I don't know.
Yeah, I think you might be right in some respects. Everything we've done, we've put on ourselves, right down to the totally locally thing. We organised that and done it. And we're out blowing our own trumpets. It's understanding what the councils do. You know, a lot of people blame the council. And I don't know whether it's one, it could be town council. Actually, it could be the health board they're talking about, you know. It could be county council, it could be somebody else. So it's like it's the go-to person to blame for everything, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the council. Sort of thing.
Yeah. And I think you're quite right. A lot of the successful events have been privately run and privately organised. In real, Denbighshire County Council, I think, have sort of got the contract for organising it all. Over in Prestatyn, our town council does it. But our community events, like the Halloween event we had a couple of weeks ago, there was all the shops were involved, basically ourselves were involved. We got the double-decker London bus in and called it a spectacular bus. That was the community doing it for themselves. And I think maybe if you have been too reliant upon the council in the past, that's the way your mind sets days. So, yeah, I mean, because we're volunteers, Steve and I volunteer probably 60 hours a week each. You can get up there, you can get out there and do it, but it does need people. Like you starting the radio station, a community radio station, if you like, you need people to get out there and do things. And that's my opinion, because that's what Steve and I do. But I think you're right, it shouldn't just be blaming the council for everything. But yeah.
Okay. Anything else we haven't covered?
I think it's right, it's about people, but people will need to do it with other people, don't they?
Yes.
And I think that if you're going to have one really nice cafe in Rhyl, it's going to go downhill very, very quickly. What you need is the infrastructure to support it. And as you say, the front now, from the pavilion coming in, from all of that, shows quality.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And I think if you have a few nice places coming in, that's going to reflect very, very quickly on a place like Rhyl. Yeah. Because I think that's what's happened in Prestatyn. You've had the right mix of quality products there. And no one's getting a zero or a one on the hygiene, and because it wouldn't even be dreamt of.
Yeah.
They're getting good quality.
And I guess as well, there's businesses in Prestatyn supporting other businesses. I know, like this, we go back to Kim's Kitchen again, but she was using local produce, so she's then supporting somebody else's business, so they're funded, and things continue.
It was one of the themes when we did Totally Locally. We did a thing called a Fiver Fest, and the idea was, and it was just after the retail park had opened, was that each week, just go out and spend a fiver on your own high street. Rather than spend it in Tesco's, go out. And at first we had people, I don't know what I'd spend a fiver on.
Yeah, people literally said, oh no, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Think seriously.
Yeah, well, Steve and I'll spend that on a breakfast, wouldn't we? You know, sort of thing. And then you are supporting that chain of independence then, isn't it? Like you've just described. So, you know, maybe something like that in the likes of Rhyl might help something, an initiative. You know, like a Fiver Fest weekend, and then we did another one where people were giving something 10% off something. So we had the hairdressers, the nail bars, everybody got engaged with that, and they give 10% off just for one day. And it was again getting people onto the high street to remind them what they've got there. You know.
Well, I think that's where radio we can also come in and do flash sales.
Yeah.
So that particular things can go for a flash sale.
Yeah.
So anyone who's interested in local will pick that up.
Yeah.
If you live in Australia, then it may be a bit sort of far.
Steve's friends, yeah.
Your mates from Australia may have some difficulties. It may have gone.
If they've got an online shop as well, then it works there, isn't it? So,
But that's what Paul mentioned before, again, isn't it? Working together.
Yeah.
I've loved coming in today, and I've loved obviously talking to you over the last few weeks, because I think the ethics are the same, aren't they, in a lot of ways?
Yeah.
Working with the community and working with other people to try and help each other and grow our slice of the action as well, if you like.
There we go. Thank you very much for coming in.
Pleasure. Thanks.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Sound Radio. The big sound of North Wales.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Sound Radio Wales podcast on iTunes, and you can find them on our website at www.soundradio.wales/podcast.